At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ. Jamie Morning Show. It is a Wednesday. I don't know how I did it, but I missed all the rain and lightning yesterday.
That's so weird.
How do I do that? It happens a lot to me. Like, yeah. You guys will get rain, I get nothing.
Isn't there a couple of fires going on too?
Yeah.
From the lightning strikes?
Yeah. I don't know exactly where, but yeah, you're right.
Well, there are fires. If you ever want to download a really good app about fires, in fact, I thought of you because I think like last week you had one close to your house.
Why didn't you call me?
Well, you have the alert.
Nine times out of ten, if there's one anywhere near my house, you're calling me, Jamie.
So it's called Watch Duty. Watch Duty. And it has a flame on it. The app has a flame, and it's free. And it'll show you exactly where all the fires are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you put your house in it, and then it'll show you where fires are close to your house.
So there was one in my neighborhood?
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep, sure was.
What the hell was
like
that?
Chatfield State Park.
Yeah.
I got to get more alert.
You do.
I need to start catching on to these apps, Bam.
Right now, there's one that's it's not that close to Conifer, but it's called the White Hawk Fire, and it's 1.8 acres. So there you go.
All right, so yesterday it was revealed. The Bridge to Nowhere, they called it. Well, it's going nowhere because it got defeated with the online survey. Jared Polis, our governor, he was all about this thing. And then he decided, hey, you know what? I'm getting a little backlash. People don't want to spend $27 million for a bridge. Here's what I'll do. I'll put it on the internet. What could go wrong on the internet, right?
Right.
We even predicted, oh, this is going to be bad. The internet can be brutal. All right, here are the results after 5 days of people voting.
In just about 5 days, over 82,000 people said no to this proposal to make a bridge from here all the way over to the Capitol. That means only about 3 to 4% of people actually wanted it, which was an idea to celebrate Colorado's 150th anniversary next year. The project drew criticism from numerous groups, including veterans who said their monuments and memorials would be, quote, desecrated by the bridge. Opposers also did not like the $20 million price tag.
Down the drain.
I think we actually have him talking, too, on number two, right here.
Okay.
Right here in this system.
All right. Yeah, Let me find that. Here's the governor.
Over 84,000 people replied to the survey, which is huge. I mean, that's like huge. I've done very small things in the past, had 1,000 or two. I mean, this level of interest is amazing, which is very exciting that so many people are interested in Colorado's 150th birthday, America's 250th. And overwhelmingly, about 94% don't want to do the walkway. So I am going to do everything I can to make sure there is no walkway built. And 94% of the survey participants agree with that.
There's very few things that you can put out there for a vote that will get 90% or 94% no. Very few.
I know.
I mean, it's very few. That's how much people hated this idea.
And I will. Okay, listen. Can we just give Polis, I mean, I know I love his tennis shoes and stuff, but can we give him credit for being funny?
What?
Because he was funny. He posted a picture on Facebook under Governor Jared Polis, and he's in an orange, you know, like a vest, like a construction vest. And he's basically saying, look, I commit my time and effort to prevent the walkway from ever being built ever. I'm going to chain myself to the Capitol Plaza. I will make it stop. Don't you worry. And it was, you know, it's funny. Like, he did something funny.
That's the only way you can answer that poll.
Yeah.
I never could figure out how a bridge being built was a celebration of 150 years. A celebration would be like have a concert. A big party in the park, something, a celebration. How is a bridge a celebration? I didn't even understand the connection.
It's going to be like kind of a monument, you know, thing probably.
Yeah. Well, and again, the veterans were upset about it because it was going to block one of their monuments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of more important than a bridge.
Man, oh man, 94%.
Plus, I told you, the way that I saw the design built, it's like in a circle, so it'll take you an hour to get across the street.
And now we have a $27 million surplus. What are we spending it on now?
Well, he hadn't raised the money yet.
Oh, yeah, crap. So, and you had a good idea. Off air, you said that he looked like the Village People with that vest on.
He did.
Right?
Yeah, he did.
He looked like he could be a member of the Village People. Maybe that's what you do for the celebration. You bring in the Village People.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
You add him as the road maintenance guy or whatever.
YMCA. That's the way to celebrate, man. Well, the Bridge to Nowhere goes nowhere. There you go. It's a settled deal.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, have I got something for you, Jamie White.
What do you got?
Well, you know that since you got back from Hawaii with the vacation and everything, you have been just so, I mean, enthralled is the word. You have been so into pickleball. Yeah. I mean, you are.
I am a pickleball connoisseur.
I mean, you've bitched. Now, you've not played.
I haven't played, but I've talked about it.
You haven't got a outfit or anything. I mean, you're not that deep yet. But
no, but we have plans. Like, if I showed you my text, there are big plans on the text.
Stop your plans. BJ's got your plans.
Oh, what?
I got your... Oh, I almost said something I shouldn't say.
Why would you
I got your plans right here, pal.
What is it? Okay.
It's called Pickle Match. It's a dating app for pickleball players.
Oh, dear God.
Yes! Jamie!
What if pickleball could be used to meet someone who's more than a friend? Someone who's got your back on and off the court?
Yeah, definitely said this joke.
A joke that turned into reality. That was after Annalise Niebauer tried other dating apps that all felt like work.
Creating profiles on all the different apps and answering all the questions, and then you connect with people. You have to have kind of like small talk chat for like a week. Then you coordinate a place to meet. And usually like the vibe is not really strong. Or there's like no real connection when you actually meet them.
You want to see my balls?
Then, in hopes of a quicker connection, she started filtering people based on an activity that she loved.
They didn't all turn out to be romantic. Wow. But I'm still good friends with a lot of the people that I met in that way.
That's when she got the idea for Pickle Match, a new dating app using pickleball as an icebreaker. Your profile could include your skill level, your favorite pro player, and your favorite courts. The app is still being tested and finalized, but will soon be available to you.
Who's your guys' favorite pro player?
I don't know. There you go. Pickle Match.
I didn't even know there were pro players, to be honest with you. Did you guys
know there was a tour. Remember the tour that came here?
I know, but are they pro?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on ESPN every week.
My God.
Yeah, pickleball tournament.
So who's your favorite?
Billy.
Mine's got to be Johnny Pickle.
Yeah.
Johnny Pickle.
There you go. Okay. Pickle Match.
Yeah, wow.
You show up looking for love.
You know, I've never been on a dating app. Maybe this is my calling. Maybe this is Jesus saying, hey, it's time to be on a dating app.
I got to tell you, when I first heard this, I thought of that. Jamie sent me some pictures the other day, and it was a local media outlet, we'll just go with that, okay? And they tried to pull off this dating type of happy hour thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looked so pathetic.
Nobody was there.
It looked so pathetic. Everybody there was 65 plus.
Yeah,
okay,
I would go.
There was like four people.
I said, this is so sad. I go, look at this, you know, blankety blank. I go, nobody showed up to their event.
It was so embarrassing. I mean, there was maybe nine people there and three were gay. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they went to the right party or not, but every picture were the same people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The same people. Some guy sitting on a couch scratching his belly.
Where's my girl? I'm thinking out loud, but I mean, all right, here's who you're going to get on the pickleball dating set. You're going to get a person like Powerball Pete. Somebody round and bright red.
Right. I hear he's a catch, though, so I don't know. Might be something you want. The rumor is he's a real catch.
That's so funny in so many ways.
It's so inside, though. I cannot. Okay, guys, look, I know Jamie White, okay? I've been around Jamie for a long time, okay? Jamie White would not fit into your pickle match, okay? It ain't going to happen, okay? She is not going to fit. You're not going to fit in any social that you show up looking for love. First of all, that is just... It just seems weird to me.
Well, I don't know. Alina's on all the match sites, like all the dating sites.
I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
I'm talking about where you go to an event.
For a specific thing.
To hook up.
Yeah.
To meet somebody.
Let's meet for pickleball.
Yeah, let's meet, and you and I are going to hit it out of the ballpark, and we're going to be together forever. We'll have children together, okay? That just seems so weird to me.
Although Farmers Only is my jam.
So pickleball match, you're in or you're out?
I'm out. Yeah. She's out. Oh, well. Thank you, though, for trying.
I always think of you, Jamie. You know me. I'm your buddy. Yeah. I'm trying to find that love
that
for you.
That is crazy. Wow.
Coming up next, Ozzy Osbourne, dead at 76. Got some audio, little tribute. All right, it's next.
BJ and Jamie.
Your feed, whatever you follow, is probably loaded up with Ozzy Osbourne this morning. He passed away at 76 years old yesterday. Jamie brought this up last hour, and I had no idea. This guy had 6 kids.
Yep.
We only knew the 2 that were on the TV show, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Kelly and Jack.
And I think there was a 3rd with Sharon.
Amy.
Yeah, and I never heard of these kids.
Yeah, so Amy chose not to be on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they would talk about her a little bit, but she just didn't want to be on it.
Yeah. It was shocking yesterday to see it. We all knew he wasn't in good health, right? But it was shocking to see that it happened yesterday. 17 days after doing that concert in England, where he raised all that money for Parkinson's disease.
I know, but it's like you kind of said, way to go out, though.
It was a great farewell.
Right? It is.
I mean, you couldn't have written the script any better
way.
For Ozzy. Yeah. And like you said, Jamie, last hour, which I had not read this yet, is that he doesn't want a funeral per se, like most funerals. He wants people to rock and roll, right?
He wants a celebration, and he wants it joyful.
I wonder how they're going to do that. I wonder if they're going to actually have like a concert at his funeral.
I'm sure so many people want to play.
Yeah.
You know, his songs.
That
and
would
stuff.
Be amazing to see all the artists come together and do something like that.
If you remember, if you were born then, about 30 years ago, the Osbournes was the first reality show to really hit TV. I mean, I don't know if it was actually the first, but it was big. It was big and one of the first. It certainly paved the road for everybody else to do a reality show. The Osbournes were hysterical because we all got to see what Ozzy Osbourne really was like. And it was shocking.
You know what I didn't know? I didn't know he got called the Prince of Darkness because he didn't know that bat was dead. So he thought it was a prop.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That he thought the bat was dead or whatever, or they thought it was a prop or something, and he bit the head off of it, and he immediately had to start rabies shots.
Yeah.
Like they put him in the hospital and he had to start rabies shots.
I swear, I watched some of these videos yesterday, Jamie, and I just laughed because he's so hysterical.
Was he the one that he and Vince Neil of Motley Crue, they bet each other and he had to end up snorting a line of ants? Was it Ozzy?
I want to say it was. Yes.
It is. Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
It's in the Netflix show.
You know, these stories that Jamie's saying right now, which I've never heard any of these, you're going to keep getting these over the next several months because Ozzy Osbourne was really eccentric. He was unbelievably different than everybody else. He was bizarre.
Yeah.
But hysterical at the same time.
And he was also like, Sharon had to shut down. He was on the, I forgot the name of the tour. But anyway, he was on the tour and she had to shut it down because he was so jacked up.
Yeah.
And he couldn't finish the tour and she put him in rehab.
I have so much respect for her.
Yeah.
Because she stuck by him through thick and thin. She had every reason to leave this guy.
Boy, she sure didn't look like she looks now when he started dating her.
Yeah.
No. She had a whole different face.
Yeah. It's kind of wild to see the transformation.
Isn't it?
Because I remember just watching that TV show and I was like, oh my gosh, Sharon's like genuinely just a beautiful woman. And now it's like, maybe he overdid it just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I don't think Ozzy even noticed.
I don't think he did either.
All right, I got a couple of clips I want to play real quick here. Ozzy Osbourne, dead at 76. A lot of fans out there, especially with the TV show that came along. This first one from the TV show. This first one is, he's coming out of his Prince of Darkness bat cape, man cape. Okay, we'll call it a man cape. And somebody's stolen his beer.
Oh, gosh.
He's looking for his beer. There's a beer thief in the house.
Someone has been in my room and taken my beers away from my room.
I don't think so, darling. Who would do that? Who could possibly do that? Who's the beer thief? You. You're the beer thief.
And he just stands there looking at her. He drank all of his beer, but he thinks there's a bear thief in the house.
I mean, if you actually think about it, it's kind of tragic, like, that we're just watching this guy, like, just all jacked up.
And he has years of drugs and alcohol. I mean, I saw a clip yesterday where he goes into all the stuff he was taking. He says he got rid of all that eventually. He got too old for it. But, I mean, this guy was just getting ripped at a young age. All right, this clip here, I got one more for you. He's trying to make a sandwich in the kitchen, and the cat is on the counter. They've had this cat for 15 years, okay? 15 years. And he's trying to make a chicken sandwich, and the cat wants the chicken, right?
Now, f*** off, guy. Gus, Jim, Bill, whatever your name is. Your name's going to be dead if you touch this chicken. I'm going near my chicken. You understand? I don't even go there. F*** off.
I find it hysterical.
Right. My favorite part of that show is that little dog would always poop on the carpet.
I know.
He would just lose his mind.
He would cuss at him. He'd be so mad. Literally, they have an $18 million house, and this dog is not trained at all.
No, at all.
And I think it was the first time I ever saw in live, or not live, on TV, actual dog poop live. Right?
One, he peed on the carpet. I saw this clip yesterday, and Ozzy walks up and says, "Shit! Does he have a bucket in his head?" Because there's so much pee out there. The clips are hysterical. You're going to get them, too. I mean, you're going to see so many different clips out there. And, of course, you're going to see this song. It's all over the internet this morning. Ozzy Osbourne, Dead at 76.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Sorry, I don't know what that was. All right, yeah, as we mentioned, you know, Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know if y'all heard him. He passed away, and so that was sad. Everybody was sad. I don't get it when people say, I'm literally crying. Why? I mean, you know, why?
Yeah, I get it if family says that. Yeah. But other than that, I don't really get it.
I've been crying all night.
Well, I don't know. Remember, I sat there and watched the Michael Jackson funeral and I cried. That was the last time I cried.
Yeah. Because you love pedophiles.
Well, I like moonwalkers. That's what I like. Okay. Yeah, it's not the pedophile part. Okay. It's the moonwalking part I loved. Yeah. And then that usher got up there singing. And man, did he bring the house down. It was beautiful.
And now we kind of freaked out about Usher because we're like, did you touch Justin Bieber?
Who, Usher?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Did he?
I don't know.
I ain't going there.
I think Usher was keeping him safe.
No, he was part of the Diddy camp.
Yeah, but I think...
Protector, wasn't he?
I think he was trying to protect Justin.
That's the way they painted it.
That's not what I saw at all.
Well, you're on a different website.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. All right, anyway, let's see. I already read that one. No, I'm not going to read that one. I'm really kind of not organized. I don't know if you noticed, but anyway. Gwyneth Paltrow. I guess she is letting Chris Martin stay in her L.A. house, and her husband is not happy about this at all. So Chris Martin broke up with Dakota Johnson, who is the daughter of Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson. And Dakota Johnson was in that 50 Shades of Grey. You probably saw it. But anyway, they broke up. And now Chris Martin, they consciously uncoupled. What'd they do?
I don't know.
Consciously uncoupled?
Was it consciously uncoupled?
I don't know.
I think so.
All right. Anyway, so Gwyneth Paltrow and her ex, Chris Martin, you know, they broke up. And now he's staying at her house. And Gwyneth is like... I guess her current husband is like, you are not letting him stay at the house. And she's like, yes, I am. And he's like, no, you're not. And then she's like, yeah, I am.
That is weird.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know?
If I'm the current husband, I got to put up a flag on that one.
Well, yeah. Plus, you don't want him to go through your underwear.
Yeah. Yeah. Say, hey, Toots, what are you doing here?
You think he calls her Toots?
Yeah, I bet he does.
I bet he does, too. Hey, that Zach Bryan, he's a jerk, man. I know everybody, y'all love him, and he has, you know, a lot of music out there and stuff, and he was with that chicken fry girl and all that stuff, but he was not a very nice person. I guess a 14-year-old was really disappointed and said he waited for him, and he drove away like a jerk, and then Zach Bryan wrote back to a 14-year-old and said, you're not entitled, get off my D, and wrote out the word.
That's crazy.
To a 14-year-old.
Why?
Did he know he was 14?
Well, you can tell by a picture. Oh, I didn't know. You know. He later followed up more tactfully, said, I went out and took pictures both nights, 1 and 3, and I needed rest on number two. And then night number two. And then somebody said, holy hell, if you can't take the criticism of a 14-year-old, why do you, let's see here, why would people idolize you? They're the only reason why you're around. Don't forget who you are and why you're around. Is just, you know, because of his fans.
Like, seeing this really makes me want to watch that campfire video.
I know, because
that's
he's hot-headed.
Gotta be crazy. Right? If he's going off on a 14-year-old like that.
And saying the D word and writing it out. Yeah. I know. You know he was. And they said that campfire video with Chicken Fry and all her friends, that he made every one of those girls cry. Like, sob. So, yeah. He did. Something happened. I mean, you can't make a group of girls just all sob. He must have been like, your boobs are little.
You're fat.
He just picked them apart.
Exactly.
One by one.
You're blocking the heat.
Yeah. You
from
need,
the fire.
Yeah, I get it. You need braces. You know, just all going on.
Just mean.
Yeah, just mean because they were all crying. Ooh, man. Maybe she will release it.
Those are hideous extensions.
Good one, BJ.
I'm trying to think of what would make you cry.
Did you guys see Tammy from 1,000-Pound Sisters?
Yes, I did. She looks great, doesn't she?
She does look great.
Well, until you see the full picture.
What do you mean?
When you go see the full picture. Well, I mean, that picture you have, but I went in and clicked because they said they had a full body picture of her now that she's lost all this weight. And from the waist down, not so good.
She's lost 500 pounds, and she had body surgery.
They didn't take off enough skin. She might have to go back. Maybe she's got another session planned.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a phase process. Yes.
I will tell you this. She looks a lot healthier. Because at that fat 1,000 pounds or whatever she wasn't long for this earth.
No, she was traked out and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, she had a breathing
She was
machine.
A goner.
Yeah, so... She underwent bariatric surgery in 2022, followed by skin removal procedures. She now has given a look on TikTok with the whole photo thing, and she looks amazing.
Yeah, you can tell she's proud, too.
Well, yeah,
she
right?
went through all that, and she survived it.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And for a while, she was like a fat addict.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, she really was on the show.
I know she was.
I know you don't watch the show, but
I don't watch fat shows. Whatever the show's called.
I know.
Is it called The Fat Show?
No. No.
What
it's
was it called?
1,000-Pound Sisters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't there something in Life?
600? My 600-Pound Life.
See, I get the fat shows all mixed up.
Yeah. My 600-Pound Life, I think it's a... What is he? That doctor? He's on. He's like...
Oh.
No, you're fat because you eat too much.
Yeah, he's ruthless.
It's Dr. No-No or something. Yeah. I don't know. He's the funniest guy.
He is.
Because all these people give him excuses like, you know what? I'm not even eating. He's like, your body will say differently.
Yeah. You're lying.
It's Dr. Now.
Dr. Now.
Yeah.
Not No-No. No. Anyway, he is funny. Do you have a little clip of him?
Yeah.
Can we play it? All right, here we go.
I'm very motivated. If you pile of dog crap there and you told me to bend over and start eating it, that's what I would do.
I can't believe I'm almost in the upper 600s.
She's trying to get up.
So it's actually kind of down the hall to the right.
Okay. She can't get through the doorway now.
To the right?
I'm doing play-by-play.
I'm going to let the doctor know that you're ready.
Okay. Hold on. So far,
the doors
open. We haven't heard anything from him so far.
That's good.
Maybe
he's
going to
get better.
He's
going to just got to do better.
Okay.
Period. He shouldn't have to take care of me.
Doing?
What? Good, and you?
Good. All right, well, you must be the lady.
Yes, sir.
How was your trip down here?
Adventuresome.
What do you mean?
We broke down in 4-lane traffic.
So how's your car now?
I don't know. It's at the shop.
So that explains your rescheduling.
We might want to edit.
It took you to get down.
You know what? We'll get back to
that. Yeah, we may have to get back to that. That's going nowhere.
It says the best of him, and it's not best of him at all. It's not even him.
Talking about the car.
The car, yeah.
It took him forever to get there.
Yeah.
Get in the room. We'll work on that.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that's a little fine tuning we need to do right
now.
Yeah. But you know what? We tried, Spadell.
Missed the mark.
Spadell, we tried.
Missed
that's
the mark.
All we could do. You know what? We just, it said best of him. It was not the best.
Sometimes
of
YouTube lets you down.
They really do. Mm-hmm. That YouTube, son of a gun. All right, let's see here. I don't have anything else for you. I'm going to work on that. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.